no longer pay respects to these relics, because their respect is now my respect. There was no passing of the torch. I took that torch and I used it to burn Kane and to burn Undertaker straight into ashes.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Welcome to Monday Night Raw!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package, when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself, always works.
And Lindsay Ward.
You're scared. I mean, I would be too. You're looking at the baddest diva in the WWE. You're going to find out why I am the boss.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Apparently the chat room is teasing a certain new hashtag from Thursday night. It's 10 p.m. Eastern on the rack. I figure you can all figure out what that one is. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Raw Post Show live across the airwaves of Wild Talk Radio Network at GirlWork.net, WildTalkRadio.com, and brought to you by Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. And tonight was all about K.O. Mania. And here to talk all about hashtag KO Mania, it's the one and only Lindsay Ward.
KO Mania ran wild tonight on Monday Night Raw. That's all that happened.
Well, the chat room is... Because you don't want to talk about the thing, so the person behind this...
Hashtag blame Brent.
Says, well, unless someone injures him first...
Brent, if that happens, I know where you work. Just
throwing
saying.
Just throwing that out there.
All right. And Southwest goes to where you live. I will find you and throw profanities at you, personally.
How do you throw profanities?
It's an art form.
It's an art form.
Right.
Okay. Apparently,
skill.
And you have that set of skill.
You've heard me curse. You know I do.
I can vouch for this. Apparently, you don't scare him.
Oh, just wait. Just wait.
So we open with KO. Let's talk about KO Mania. Before that, Kevin Owens, AJ Styles. Holy, you know what?
That was epic.
They gave us about 20 minutes of Kevin Owens and AJ Styles. Great match up until the finish, which was distraction of. AJ Styles from Chris Jericho. That allowed for a roll-up for the win. Kevin Owens beats AJ Styles for the second time due to distraction in 4 days. But Kevin Owens and AJ Styles, shut up and take my money. Give me a long-term program with the two.
Yes, please do. This is a great match, a great feud. It's just, yeah, do the thing. Please do the thing.
So... That said, Kevin Owens says he's the Intercontinental Champion. This is the Kevin Owens show. That's all that really matters. Because in 13 days, the biggest event in WWE history is going to happen. Who's going to fight him at KO Mania for the Intercontinental title? Out comes Dolph Ziggler, says you can call it whatever you want, including Botchamania. That made Raw. Botchamania made Raw, just so people are aware. But no one else can steal a show like him. Then Owens asks if that was one of his jokes. Out came Miz. Miz wants title shot. Dolph says, you know, stop reliving your glory years, yada, yada, yada. Sami Zayn comes out. He wants Kevin Owens. because he's been wanting to get his hands on Kevin Owens for a long time. There's no better time than WrestleMania. Owens says none of you deserve a shot at his title, but he says, well, he's a fighting champion. He'll go to the Authority and get a triple threat for that opportunity and privilege to face him tonight. Face him at WrestleMania for the Intercontinental title. So he goes up to Stephanie and he asks for a triple threat match to see who faces him at WrestleMania.
Notice he doesn't mention who's in the match, just that he wants a triple threat match to determine a number one contender, and well, Stephanie readily agrees.
And by the way, tell Hunter I said hi.
Tell Dad I said hi. I love that.
That was great. So it comes down to now the triple threat match. He is, you know, he tells Lillian, I got this. I get this. I got the introduction. He says the first man is the biggest star in WWE because his name has a star in it. Stardust. Next, a superstar who has performed all over the world and is known for his high-flying antics and wrestles under a mask. It's Sin Cara. And the final participant is a man who has been in WWE for years and feels like he deserves more. A man who dresses like a teenager when he's probably 30. Zack Ryder. So, at the 10 o'clock spot of Monday Night Raw, in a triple threat match for the number one contendership for the Intercontinental title, we had Stardust, Sin Cara, and Zack Ryder.
This is really cleverly done. I loved KO doing the introductions. I love how he teased everybody. It was just awesome.
Yeah, because he found Stardust for The Miz, Sin Cara for Sami Zayn, and, well, Zack Ryder for Dolph Ziggler, because, you know, they're buds. Sami and Ziggler and Miz came to the ring, and it ended in a no contest. They all beat down on Kevin Owens. He's screaming, there's six guys, it's six on one, and stuff like that, and he screams, and he's going to, Stephanie! He wants Stephanie. So he runs to the back and finds Stephanie, who's on the phone. And she says she's thinking, well, we'll get to this. She was thinking about leaving. We'll explain why in a minute. She says she'll meet whoever it is in a few minutes. As Kevin Owens enters the office. Kevin wants to dress since, you know, he's just attacked by six maniacs. None of them should have a match at KO Mania. Well, it's not KO Mania, it's WrestleMania. And he will face all 6 men at WrestleMania. But Hunter likes me. Hunter loves me. That's not exactly what he said, but, you know, basically that's the point. Stephanie tells him not to tell her what her husband thinks. If you want to climb the ladder to success, then, well, the match of WrestleMania will be a ladder match. And, well, turn out the lights when you leave. So, let's think about this. It is now Kevin Owens defending the Intercontinental Championship against Sami Zayn. Great. Dolph Ziggler. Cool. Miz. Fine. Stardust. Okay. Sin Cara. Zack Ryder.
Somewhere at home, Adrian Neville is crying.
So, you... Yeah, Zack Ryder is filling the spot of Adrian Neville.
Poor Adrian. I mean, we're not trying to bash anybody in that match.
No, it's just, Zack Ryder hasn't been on TV in months, and now he's getting a shot at the Intercontinental title of WrestleMania.
You can tell the lack of roster depth purely from this match, because it's, okay, we literally don't have anybody else, so we're just going to throw anybody in this match that we can find that fits. Because they have this to fill, they have the Battle Royal to fill.
Which is now 20 men, not 30, as originally stated.
Because they could not find 30. I guarantee you that's why. They could not find 30 people.
Yeah.
To do it.
Yeah.
They would have to clean out the Performance Center in order to fill 30 people for that match. Because they just, everybody's out hurt.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much, yeah. So I liked the whole setup of KO Mania. It was great. Fantastic.
Oh, I loved it. I thought Kevin Owens was superb tonight.
There was an interesting moment earlier in the show. Rusev and Big E had the match. The word of the day was shame, I guess. New Day was good. It's all... I don't know. It was weird and it was cool. I don't know how to describe it. They were trash and they had cue cards. It was weird. I don't know. I'll let you talk.
Well, at first, because they had cut to commercial, right? So they had the League of Nations out there. You hear the music. I was kind of futzing around in the kitchen, and I heard somebody talking. And for a second, it's like, it sounded like Sheamus, but he was talking in tongues. And I was like, is Sheamus just really drunk? And then they came back and it was like, oh, it's Rusev. Rusev's talking. And then they cut their promo, which was fine. And then New Day came out. And New Day cut their promo, and I told Rock this in watching it. It's completely stupid. It is absolutely 100% asinine, but it works. Because it's entertaining. Because you have New Day hurling these insults. The League of Nations is laughing. Except for Sheamus. Sheamus is standing there, like, amused by this, but he's trying to think of a witty comeback, and the only witty comeback he can think of involves profanity, and he can't say it. You know that's what's going on.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the match with Big E was fine. It was what it was.
Yeah, the match was fine. Big E picked the win. But Kofi said, thank God you started wearing boots, Rusev, because people complained about your feet scaring all the kids. And then it came to an awkward moment where Rusev was using water and bathing himself on national television. No joke, that happened.
Yeah, seriously.
Kofi wanted to know what happened to Del Rio. You came out with a lemon and you had a ring announcer. Now you are stuck in the League of Nations. King Barrett, no throne, no cape, no crown, no scepter. What a waste of a king. And what if the New Day were the three kings of the ring? Xavier tells Wade Barrett to go to the gallows for his public shaming. And he is shamed. Your parents knew early that what you were going to be by putting shame in your name. They could have called you Mike or John or Steve, but they called you Sheamus.
I like to point out that his real name is Stephen.
Yeah. And they had a brawl and then they had the match. Big E picked up the win. That was fine.
I mean, it was a good little segment. I think it went on just a little bit too long, but it was what it was. I mean, and it's moving the feud along. We're going to get New Day versus League of Nations for the tag team titles.
Yeah, it's going to be 4-on-3 at WrestleMania.
Which should be interesting.
One of the big things that happen at WrestleMania every year, and this will be on the kickoff show, the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. They brought the trophy. They had the thing.
Big Show. It has names on it now.
It does. Big Show stood by the thing. Big Show says he's been coming to Philadelphia for more than 20 years and says he wants to keep it real. Show says that he's been known to run his mouth a few times. He wants to shoot straight. He thinks he's the greatest giant because he needs to believe he is the greatest giant. But Andre was the greatest giant. He carved his path and was the first and greatest giant. All other giants strive to be like Andre. This is why it's very important for him to win the Andre Memorial Battle Royal last year, and he wants to become the two-time Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal winner. Time to get social, everybody. The Social Outcast comes to the ring. Slater says, your mark on history will be the Social Outcast's biggest victims. Bo says, with their powers combined, they are like a Cinderella story. And then, we're not Cinderella, said Curtis Axel. We're more like something cool like Voltron. They have no trouble eliminating Big Show. And then he does his chopping thing, and then Rose says, no more chopping. Ignore the stupid yeez. Still shows he's in trouble. Show says the biggest problem is which one of you I knock out first. Slater says they have a hashtag for shows. It's the bigger they are, the harder they fall. Show grabs Slater by the throat, and they all fight. The Social Outcast take down Big Show, and out to make the save is Kane.
It's that time of year, y'all.
Kane clears the ring. Big Show hugs Kane. But before that, Bo and Kane. Just go.
Bo Dallas. I love Bo Dallas so much. I really do. The little dork. In the ring, he's raring to go, he's ready to attack Kane. Kane kills everybody but him, and he's standing there looking around at the carnage, and he's like, yeah, okay, this is so not my thing. And he's like, I'm not with them. I don't know these people. I've never seen them before in my life. This shirt, I have no idea how I'm wearing this shirt. Hi, my name's Bo Dallas. And he holds out his hand for Kane. He's like, nice to meet you, please don't kill me. And Kane is three shades of confused.
He did some sort of dance or something? A shimmy? I don't know. He did something, and they got tossed out of the ring. Then Big Show hugged Kane. Kane was confused. He only gets hugged by one person. And that person is?
Daniel Bryan.
Big Show then
celebrates. And maybe Bayley.
Maybe. Well, everyone gets hugged by Bayley. So Show's up on the top rope. Yay, look at me, I'm cool. And then gets chokeslammed from the middle rope, and Kane sets off his pyro. Yep, that happened. It was fine. It's a nice setup for the Battle Royal.
It's a good setup for the Battle Royal, where it teases it, it gets the point across, you have the entrance starting to get revealed. That will continue on next week, so it's a good way to get it out there.
Natalya fought Charlotte. Charlotte picked up the win. This would not have as much time, but it was still good between two girls. Sasha and Bailey. Becky were on commentary.
This was made of win, mainly because it had Sasha.
And Becky.
It had Becky. And Charlotte versus Natty.
That's a great combination right there.
That's fabulous.
Bubba Ray beat R-Truth. After the match, Goldust made a save. They got beat down. Usos made a save. Tried to put him through a table. Usos got booed. And Dudley's escaped. That pretty much sums up that segment.
Yeah, pretty much.
We had WrestleMania Rewind. Fandango versus Chris Jericho.
Jericho won handily. And he tried to take a sound guy.
He did. AJ Styles came out for distraction, doing Y2 Jackass chant, but did not distract him long enough. He hit the Codebreaker for the win. Jericho Bales takes the sound guy. AJ basically says he's done everything in the world, competed all over the world, but he hasn't competed in one place. Everyone take a shot. He pointed at WrestleMania. You're upset because you think they have chosen AJ over Chris. How about you face me at Mania and they will show Chris, he will show Chris and the world why they chant his name. So there you go. Good setup.
Get you some AJ.
So we're going to have Jericho and AJ confirmed here probably in a couple days for WrestleMania.
Yes.
Throughout the night, we had awesome video packages promoting the Hell in a Cell matchup with Shane McMahon and The Undertaker with legends, including Shawn Michaels, Ric Flair, Pat Patterson, and a bunch of others, really hyped Mick Foley, hyping up the match. John Cena was involved. Great job. They sold the match perfectly.
Whoever made these video packages, they deserve a raise.
You didn't have to do anything more than that.
These and the ones for the title match with Roman and Hunter, whoever made them, give that person a raise. Seriously.
So now they have to update those video packages because Vince McMahon came to the ring and made an announcement.
Nope. Didn't happen.
He made an announcement.
Nope.
That at WrestleMania.
Nope.
If The Undertaker does not beat Shane McMahon.
Nope.
It will be... Well, first... He confirmed that he is his Vince's bitch, The Undertaker.
Somewhere in Texas, Taker sat up on his couch and went, "Oh, no, you didn't."
And then if Undertaker does not beat Shane, it will be The Undertaker's last.
Nope. Didn't happen. Nope. Totally didn't happen. It's going right next to the other thing. Nope. Didn't happen.
As is now being called, #BlameVince. Trending worldwide.
Not okay.
We're not going to talk about it tonight. We'll talk about it in...
No, we're not.
In 10 days.
No, we're not. Nope.
Yes. Nope. Yeah. Nope. On the WrestleMania...
My show. I say no.
I will be talking by myself for 5 minutes during that portion of the thing as we preview WrestleMania. We're talking about it.
No, we're not. We're just going to graze right over that.
Anyway...
I've been doing it for 2 years now. I can be complete denial about multiple things here. We can talk about it if it doesn't happen after Mania. If it does happen, I'm going to need a few days. Because I will cry. I'm not ready for this. I'm not ready for this.
I understand this. Can I move on now?
Yes, please move on.
I mean, you're stuck on talking about the thing, even though you don't want to talk about it.
No, I'm talking about being in denial about talking about the thing. No, please. Boo-boo. There was boo-boo. Talk about
boo-boo. We're not talking about boo-boo just yet.
Boo-boo!
No.
Damn it.
No, not yet. Stephanie McMahon was out first to start off Monday Night Raw. She said, if you want a refund because Triple H isn't here, you have 60 seconds to get the box office. Stephanie says that Hunter has a corporate responsibilities with the company, and that's why he's not here. It's not because of Roman Reigns' brutal attack on her husband after he beat Dolph Ziggler last week. He lacks intellect... Why risk the title match at WrestleMania? It was short-sighted. Stephanie says, this is a teaching moment when you finally teach about the meaning of success. She says, they can buy anything and anyone. Out came the lost puppy Roman Reigns as he has to figure out a way to get to an entrance to the ring. Stephanie calls Roman Reigns opportunistic. You wait until she has says that her husband is not here and you have to come to the ring to intimidate her. She tells Roman that this is her ring in her arena, and her husband is going to win at WrestleMania gets cut off. Roman asks the people if they want to know the real reason why Triple H is here. It's because Triple H knew that he was going to kick his ass all over Broad Street. She popped, didn't get the pop he should have gotten. If you thought last week was bad, wait until WrestleMania. He's going to walk into her stadium, into her ring, and beat her husband to take his title, and there's nothing you or your daddy's money can do about it. She tries to slap Roman. Roman blocks. Says that he is now the authority. Thoughts?
Okay, so this was a really good, well-written promo for Roman.
Yes.
It was simple, it was to the point, and he delivered it okay. This is my personal feeling on it. You're going to walk out there and you're going to try and intimidate Stephanie McMahon, right? So he's walking out there and he looked the part. He looked intimidating, but when he spoke, it just felt flat to me. Because it's like, come on, man, put some bass in your voice. Actually get up in her face. Do something. I mean, he kind of was standing at arm's length. He was really kind of casual about it. He's like, yeah, I'm going to come to your building and your ring, and I'm going to be your husband, and I'm going to take my title, and I'm going to leave. And I mean, even when he pulled the I'm the authority now line, there was really no...
There wasn't very, yay!
Yeah, there was no bass in his voice. There was no... It's basically said, I'm the authority now. That's how he said it. And it just felt very flat. It's like there needed to be more in that delivery. It needed to be, we need an aggressive Roman Reigns. I mean, you set the tone last week where you beat up Triple H, you gave him stitches, you kicked his butt all over the arena. Now you're coming out to intimidate his wife. You need to have that same level of aggression without throwing things at people. And it should be, I'm coming, I'm taking my title, and there ain't nothing you can do about it.
Now,
it needed to be more forceful.
It did. Now, he should never have been in that ring. Because later on in the evening, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, Stephanie was on the phone with her husband, and she was leaving because she was scared of what Roman Reigns could possibly do. Throughout the night, she should have just been scared because she was left alone, and where's Roman? What's Roman going to do? She should have been scared the entire time. Because then they did an awesome shot. Hunter comes to get Steph. They're getting in the car. They start to leave. The garage door opens. Roman Reigns is standing there. That should have been the first time you saw Roman Reigns.
Agreed.
But it wasn't. It was the second time. And they muted the crowd. They had a brawl. Hunter escapes. That was a well done segment. They muted the crowd because they were booing. That should have been the first time we saw him. Because him coming out and trying to be intimidating, it didn't go over as it should have. The crowd was not buying it. Even though it was written correctly, the crowd didn't buy it. They wrote this correctly, the crowd didn't buy it as well as they should have. Because the crowd's not buying, even though it's being written well.
Because he's not... the delivery isn't there. The execution of it is not there. They're writing this correctly, they're booking this correctly, but it's just... It's like, last week was done perfectly. To a T, done perfectly. And nobody bought it because the majority of the TV audience doesn't really care. And we talked about this on Thursday where WWE and everybody has to be very conflicted with Roman because he's getting cheered at house shows. He's getting booed at TV. And I'm sure they don't know what to do. And in this, he walks out there. He should have been aggressive. He should have been intimidating. And he wasn't. And then you have him come in later in the night. And it's like Rock said, that's what we should have seen. Because coming into this, they were extremely concerned about Roman's presence in Philly. They were worried he was going to get booed. So it's like, you know what? Don't put him out in front of the live crowd if you're worried he's going to get booed. Just have him show up. Have him follow up his attack last week with another one. You can mute the live crowd, and then you can filter in some cheers for him if you have to. But because it was shot live, they couldn't, so I understand why they couldn't do the cheers. But still, you can have him there, and you can mute the live crowd. So you're not hearing that booing reaction from Roman, and you just see that visceral attack on Hunter by Roman with Stephanie screaming and the whole thing. And then Hunter and Steph get away.
Right.
And you have Roman standing there looking intimidating. That did way more for that match than Roman going out and doing what he did with Steph.
I agree.
Because we saw that aggression in Roman. We saw that just out of Roman that we needed in the beginning of the show. It's like, well, there it is. Why wasn't it here? Where is it? So, and the only thing that was missing from the attack on Hunter was Dean Ambrose's crowbar, because that just would have been perfect. But yeah, I mean, it's just, Roman was good. I'm not saying Roman was bad. Roman was good. I just didn't care for his delivery on the promo. I thought it could have been more gritty. I thought it could have been more aggressive.
It needed more intensity.
It needed more intensity. And it just wasn't there for me.
So you mentioned Dean Ambrose.
Yes.
Earlier today in Philadelphia, he was at a bar. I know that's shocking. And he's talking about Brock Lesnar at a bar to a random person. He's going to reach down and pull out all that pain, anger, and bile, and rub it in all over Brock's face. He says that Brock will not go as far as he will. So who's Dean talking to? Terry Funk. It's like, holy crap, it's Terry Funk. And then Terry Funk starts to ramble, including the line, if he had a son, he wanted him to be just like him. And then he started saying, if I had a daughter, and they cut him off right there.
Yeah. Dean was like, what? Oh.
But he was giving them pep talk. So he had a present for Dean. So Terry Funk gives him Charlie's chainsaw. And Dean's like, ooh, I have a chainsaw. He turns it on and is like, ooh, it works.
He's like, there's no way this thing works. There's no way. And he's pulling the cord and he's getting to start up. He's like, oh God, it works.
Oh God, it works. And he starts sawing through a table.
Enjoying every second of it. Because it's Dean. And they gave him a live chainsaw. Because why not?
Like, this thing's old. It's the chainsaw Charlie had chainsaw. And it still works. I thought that was a nice job of using Terry Funk, an unexpected legend on Monday Night Raw. I was like, wait, Terry Funk's on Raw? Wait, he was a Terry Funk was trending and not verbally Rob. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, it was really nice to see Terry Funk. I like how they're having this passing of the torch, as it were, with all the hardcore legends coming to Dean, because I feel like Dean is the child of all these hardcore legends, and he is going forth at WrestleMania to defend the family honor. And they're giving him all these tools to defend said honor. Chainsaw might have been a little much. Somebody needs to give him a blowtorch. He likes blowtorches.
Do we really want him with a blowtorch?
Probably not, but we want him with a chainsaw less.
This is very true. I would agree with you. We do want him with a chainsaw less because chainsaws can cut off body parts.
Yes. But yeah, this was fantastic.
Yeah, it really was fantastic. He says the equinox is upon us. It's the rebirth of the soul. It's a chance to be born again. Luke says no one cannot be granted a new beginning without sacrificing another. Eric says that the pain is excruciating. Paradise awaits you on the other side. Braun says the god of war watches over him tonight. He offers Dean Ambrose's soul as a sacrifice for his family. Bray says the sun rises again. When the sun rises again, he will ascend to his eternal throne. Run!
He's up to something! Not sure what, but he's up to something!
So, the dreaded Fluffy leads his merry men to the ring to fight Dean Ambrose in the main event. Paul Heyman was at ringside. Fans chanted, "This is boring," during this match. I don't blame them, because Strowman is becoming the Great Khali.
Yeah.
It ends in disqualification as Dean gets a chair, starts hammering him with a chair. Eric tries to interfere. Work so much. Braun gets hit with the dirty deeds on a chair, and Dean stares at Paul Heyman to end Monday Night Raw.
Okay, the biggest news coming out of this match was Bray Wyatt's hair.
Hashtag Hairgate.
Hashtag Hairgate 2.0. Bray Wyatt now has loose dreadlocks, hence being the dreaded Fluffy. You know, honestly, this didn't feel like a main event of Monday Night Raw.
It felt like 9:45 on a Monday night.
Yeah, it was. I really would have rather seen either Luke versus Dean or Eric versus Dean. I understand they're not going to put Bray in the ring because I think they're trying to save his back at this point for Mania and get him to Mania and even get him past Mania. But it's like you could have done Luke versus Dean and that would have been just as good, if not better, than Dean versus Strowman.
And plug your ears, because you don't want to hear me say this. They should have ended with Vince McMahon's announcement that The Undertaker's career is on the line at WrestleMania.
Yeah, they should have.
That should have been the end of Monday Night Raw, because it really was the end of Monday Night Raw. Because like, wait, what? What? What?
What?
What happened? What? Yeah.
Yeah.
That should have been the end.
But it wasn't. And you closed the show with the Wyatts. It was good. I didn't like how Bray's role was minimized.
But you understand why.
But I understand why. Mm-hmm. And that's all I'm allowed to say on the subject. Because the music started.
Unless you have more you want to say about it.
Well, I can say it Thursday night on the rack.
Pimp it.
We're going to be bringing you news. We're going to bring you new notes. We will have a discussion, maybe two. Who knows? But I know this. Like Dean Ambrose, we're going to get a little hardcore. So you don't want to miss it. It's the Rack Thursday night. It's 10 p.m. Eastern. We're here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Rack Radio Show on Facebook and Twitter. RackRadioShow.com. Check out the Rack Extra Total Divas Season 5, Episode 9. Now available. Episode 10 available on Wednesday, if all goes to plan. Saturday night, we'll be back with a full show. Hopefully. Midnight-ish. CB Radio. CB Radio Live on Facebook and Twitter. CBRadioLive.com. Hashtag Blame Rob when a celebrity dies. I had stuff happen, so we did a partial show. Just saying. Sunday night, the WrestleMania preview, WrestleMania week on the Wild Talk Radio Network begins this Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, with Wrestle Talk Radio with Tim Stein, Mason Omega, previewing WrestleMania. Find out more details how you can enter the WTR WrestleMania Pick'em Challenge, presented by DK Publishing, Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, at WTR Sunday night on Facebook and Twitter, WrestleTalkRadio.com. We'll be back next Monday for Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. Follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. That whole contest thing sounded like legit, didn't it? Didn't it?
Contest is awesome. You don't want to miss the details. We'll tell you all about it Thursday. It's an amazing, amazing thing. huge thanks to the folks over at DK. I'm jealous, and I can't enter. So y'all want to listen, y'all want to find out what it is.
Yeah.
Ding.
Pretty much. You.
Me? Oh.
You.
I'm sorry. You can follow me on Twitter, at Linsward, L-I-N-S-W-R-D, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/Linsward, same as the Twitters.
Yes. Intern, you can enter.
Yes, the intern is eligible, but the hosts are not.
Thanks to Gerwerk.net and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/mbg1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. She's Lindsay. I'm Rock Thursday. Rag. We go hardcore up in this house. 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday night, 11-10 p.m. Eastern. Long day, or is it Wild Talk Radio Network? At WildTalkRadio.com.